Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Wednesday, May 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about protests in the capital, Harare, today, triggered by the National Pledge.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, or join us on Facebook, where we're live streaming right now.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a protest triggered by the National Pledge.
More than 300 Zimbabweans waving placards under the banner of an interdenominational group calling itself Prayer Network for Zimbabwe marched in Harare Central Business District, demanding that the Education Ministry should hold the National Pledge program in schools that students are allegedly being forced to recite.
But Education Minister Lazarus Dokora, speaking in Parliament last week, defended the project, saying it derived most of its content from the country's constitution. And he told Parliament, and I quote, "The preamble to the constitution carries a greater part on the of the content of the pledge. I do not know whether you are familiar with the constitutional requirements to teach the constitution. Does teaching the constitution help the young people's lives? I do not think that question should arise in this honorable house, especially when, as a ministry, we are mandated to teach the constitution."
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tinauti tinge tishitarisa nenyaya yekuti vana varikumanikidzwa kuti vange vachitora miko. Gurukota rinoona nezvedzidzo vaLazarus Dokora vanoti aiwa hapana chakaipa, nekuti ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo, zvimwe zviri mumiko iyoyo. Nekudaro vari kutaura kuti vana vechikoro havafaniri kutora mhiko, aiwa vari kutaura zvemugodzi matsuro. Asi vamwe vabereki nevamwe vakuru vemakereke vari kuti aiwa, vanenge vakuita sekuti vakumanikidzwa kunamata zvimidhori nemimwe mireza zvinova zvisingatenderwi nechitendero chavo. Nekudaro vari kuti aiwa vadokora, madi kumbotsika mabreak, tombomira nyaya yekuita National Pledge kana kuti yekutoresa vana mhiko. Toda kunzwa kuti imi vabereki munoti kudii nenyaya iyi. Munotenderana here navadokora kana kuti munotenderana nevari kuramba nyaya yemhiko iyi? Gibbs.
Ibaombe zulukandaba lingani chona njani kuna ngapo laperikona tina lapalo Blessing siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Ye, namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lolu olwe National Pledge. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke iNational Pledge leyi isisebenza esikolo. Abantwana nxa bengena khona ngale sikolo kumele beyikhulukhulume, kumbe ngithi bayirecite khonokho kukhunywa ngesikhiwa. So malanga wonke kumele kwenziwe khonokho. Kodwa ke nxa sisikhangela ke eHarare namhlanje, kukhanya zani baphumile abanye abayinkonzo ezijeneyo besithi lokho kwenziwa esikolo kakulunganga. Kade belabantwana labo kade bejhingwa okunye okumangalisayo. Omunye wabantwana waze wathi kukhanya ngazani nxa ungasayenzanga khonokho uyafakwa amampama. So sifuna ukuzwa kini khona ngapho lapha elikhona ukuthi likubona njani khonokho, njalo lenzani ngakho, liyakuthanda kumbe alikuthandi. Fonani khona manje sixoxeni, likhangele la kuFacebook esenza khona lokho kuthiwa yi-live streaming. Lingene likomente khonapho litshiye neenombolo zenu ukuthi silifone lapha elikhona. Thina inombolo yethu ithi 001-202-619-2077. Ye, asiqhubeke baba.
And of course, the pledge that has caused the controversy actually gives reads in part, and I quote, "Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the national flag, united in our diversity by our common desire for freedom, justice, and equality, respecting the brave fathers and mothers who lost lives in the Chimurenga Umvukela. We are proud inheritors of the richness of our natural resources. We are proud creators and participants in our vibrant traditions and cultures. I commit to honesty and dignity of hard work." That's part of the pledge there, Gibbs.
Yes, yeah, he's a civil national pledge. La piakuluma nguti pela kumetu ngabona I flag ya Zimbabwe nga uwitu ikangele. Kumetu ikyo ni pesibili. Pinda futi kume kuna pesiti abantu abalwa impi yankululego. Kumele labo sibili bahloni chwe uwa makama. Pinda kume kanjalo luguti kuna pupela nga aso kangelo wake umvugela uwa bakona. Kumetu abantu bachale abanga. Isikhathi sonke njengoba yiwo phela owaletha uzibuse kwele Zimbabwe. Siyakwazi abanye bathi khonoku kwenzakalayo songazana abantu sebekhonza umvundla kumbe sebekhonza impisi kumbe into ezinjalo. So ke abaningi angazani bakumkhonza ezijiyeneyo abavumelani lakho sibathi lokhu hayi akulunganga. Ngakho lokho belwisana lakho selokho kwabiswa phela i-National Pledge. Leo blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Kota sizwile ke ukhulumende khulume sithi i-National Pledge le yenziwa ngoba isisekelo sombuso welizwe.
Mm-hmm.
Siyakuvuma umuntu kumele kube khona khona. Nxa ungakhali preamble ye-constitution but ya bakulungisa yona sibili ukuthi iqondane layo i-National Pledge.
Mm-hmm.
So siyawazi ukuthi kulamazwe achiyeneyo blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Lapho kulama National Pledge khona. Kota Zimbabwe kanyazani ibuye ngesikhathi kumbe esingayisiso. Ngoba abantu bagijimisana lendlala kodwa ngaphe ezikolo bafike bayenze i-National Pledge Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, this is not the first time that parents have taken to the streets. It happened in Bulawayo a couple of weeks ago when Women of Arise or WOZA actually staged a demonstration protesting against the National Pledge. And there's also a court challenge by one parent who went to the courts and said that he was not comfortable with his two children taking this pledge, saying that it is against his Christian beliefs. So, of course, we want to hear from you. What do you think about this national pledge? Should the government continue to enforce this in schools, or it should be voluntary? Gibbs.
I think we've got our first guest, Blessing, and the first guest is Reverend Hussein Ismanda, Executive Director of Christian Alliance. Reverend Ismanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you so much, Gibbs, and I want to pass on my greetings to all the listeners.
Thank you so much, Reverend Hussein Ismanda. Reverend Ismanda, we spoke some few weeks ago about this national pledge. It appears it's refusing to go away. What is your take on the national pledge?
Well, I think that the problem we've got is with a government that is very stubborn, that does not want to listen to what people are saying. As we explained earlier, that this is not priority for now. And also, the pledge is in the issue of citizenship, which is quite contested at the moment. I believe that people are not feeling part of this nation. People are feeling that Zimbabwe is captured by a few people. That is why you find even this flag, hashtag, this flag campaign has gained such momentum. Because people really feel that they are, you know, they don't identify with the word in that pledge. So what the government needs to do first is to satisfy the citizens by making them have access to resources, by making them have access to employment, by making our schools to have good quality education, by paying the teachers in time, by making sure that there is no corruption. So those are the things that people are looking at for now. They are looking at bread and butter issues as well. And the issue of the plate is not a priority. So I think it's misplaced priorities, but it's also very clear that this is an agenda for indoctrination. If you read Mussolini's list to the fascist movement, they did the very same thing, where they even required teachers to wear uniforms. So this is not a new thing. All dictators do exactly what this government is doing.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
But when we look at what the government is saying, Reverend Swanda, you know, they are actually saying that they are following what is written in the Constitution. Is it not the case?
Yes. Well, but look, the issue is the Constitution does not in any way, any chapter or any section of the Constitution say that people must recite the preamble. The Constitution says that people must, Zimbabweans must know the Constitution. So if the government wants our school children to know the Constitution, I believe they must teach it in all its entirety, the Bill of Rights. They must teach the children all the sections, including the fact that they, as government, must provide education, quality education to our children. All those things are contained as rights for our children and for us as parents. But they choose to concentrate on the preamble only. And also the second thing is that why should the children then use the preamble as the oath? Why not let it be co-created by the parents, the schools, as well as with the ministry itself? But why just plug out the preamble and then include other things there, which are actually not even there at all, in order to, I believe, to just indoctrinate our children? So the result of all this is that there will be more demonstrations because people are resisting this. So we are going to see more demonstrating in every city. People are going to resist. Parents are going to take to the streets. And what eventually will happen is this is going to spread into schools. People in schools and students in schools will refuse to, you know, to recite this pledge. And then the government is actually creating, it's cooking disorder right now, really, literally. They are going to ferment disorder in schools and chaos there.
What is your take on remarks by former education minister and a prominent opposition member, David Coulthard, who said, and I quote, "In principle, the pledge is fine. In principle, there's nothing wrong about getting children to recite a pledge. Many nations do it. It can build patriotism in children." However, he said the method of implementation had led to the outcry from parents and guardians, saying, and I quote, "My concern about the pledge is twofold. Firstly, I don't think there was adequate consultation done, and that's not necessarily Minister Dokura's fault. It might be a fault within the ministry. It seems to me, in a Christian church and among other parents, rightly or wrongly, it came as a surprise." And then he also said it wasn't a good way of implementing a policy. Secondly, the pledge is too complex. We are talking about a pledge that primary school children have to remember and recite. What is your take on that?
Well, first of all, I think Mr. Coulthard is the former Minister of Education. So I'm sure he also places some restraints in terms of criticizing his former colleague, Mr. Dokura. But I think we should look at how he has explained the whole thing. He's not really saying, he's saying there's nothing wrong with the pledge. In other words, the point is there's been no consultation. But also, I think he's emphasizing the same point that we are emphasizing, that it is misplaced priority. That at the moment, this is not a major issue. If it is brought well after 2018, when we have sorted ourselves out, when we are clear about our priorities, when we know when the 15 billion, who has taken the 15 billion, where is it now, and when we are clear about issues of corruption, I don't think people have a problem. If there's wide consultation around the pledge, and people are very clear about where we are going as a nation. But his point, which I agree with, is that at the moment, there's been no consultation. We're all taken by surprise. We are not sure where it's going, but one thing which is very clear is that it is an issue of indoctrination. But also, I think the other problem is people don't trust this government. So there's always a sinister type of thought that maybe these people have got other sinister motives. So it's an issue of trust as well. It's not there. But these countries where plagues have been implemented, there is a lot of trust between the citizens and those particular governments.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that the resistance is less.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Now, let's read some of the messages, Blessing, that we're getting on Facebook. And one of them is from Matsibaba, who says, there will be no freedom of worship in Zimbabwe anymore. And think about missional schools that were established long back. This is a big disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Then Richard Koza says, Zimbabwe is literally grounded. It needs a complete engine overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
So he says Zimbabwe is not a country where to stay right now. And then of course, Slobo says, can you call me right now? I'm from Cholojo in Pelandaba. That is beginning to line. So he says, call me now.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have?
Our first caller, Mkoma Bernard Chirandu, Bariku Botswana, Kwaninga Wantaura, Shona, Zeseniku Kuluba. Negati Mbozi, what Shona Yajaka Mirase. Vachirandu Magadi.
Nesimba angu Magadi, Blessing na Gibbs.
Aywa, isu utinani. Saka mnurova, Zese.
Ndino kia zvese.
No, hapana chakaipa. Munoona sei nyaya yekutoresa vana mhiko ikana kuti national pledge?
Ndinofa kuti zvino zvisina musoro, it's just a waste of time.
Sei muchidaro.
Kana tingati isu zvazvakatikoshera panguva yedu, especially kadekati kune zvimwe nyika dzinoitiwa, Blessing. Zvinoitiwa nokuti ngatiti nyika dzakatafana Botswana izvi. Zvingaitwa panyika dzakada because vana ava kudzidza kwavo kwavanoita kana kubhadhara kunoita vabereki vavo mafees everything zvakavakosha so independence yavo yakavakoshera isusu chakatikoshera chii nhasi vana chevanobva kuuniversity Blessing vanoona vari pamarobhot atengesa maairtime vana vane vamwe vanoenda kuzvikoro vakatobuda nenzara vazoti mwana vana vasi kuenda kuzvikoro nenzara vamwe vanofenda zvikoro kwanzi wombonamata flage vaona mata flag vana vofenda nenzara vobva vadzoserwa kumba kana kuti hazviiti izvozvo. I think the minister has come up with an idea so late. Don't have to talk about it.
Saka hamusi kufarira kuti zviitwe izvi.
Zvitombofanira kuita Blessing. Ini ndotorinoona vana vanoenda chikoro handitomboni zvakakosha. Isu kare Blessing ndoda kutaura chokwadi tichafarira vamugabe. Time yana kuma 1983 kuchikoro kuprimary taipana mabhuku edu waiona vana tichidrowa mufananidzo wamugabe unenge amaona panewspaper wocheka wasa pakavha rake nokuti aimufarira ikonoo handifungi kuti ukaenda kumaprimary unomboona munhu ane mufananidzo wamugabe kuvana vese zvakuti nhasi wozoti kune minister of education noti hanzi chiitai izvi munamate muflag. They are violating my rights of Anguvano, can have been tender of Anguvan. Choose our Garavaka Konakar, Chutivanga Davaka, and I choose Drakwai.
I want to know. To not end, I'm going
to. It's not dead, could you die and Wakan Zingavati is a blessing. That's why I'm going to have Zuakwai to keep them independent. Zvakauya nenzirakwai zvisine zvisei nehurumende zvinongotaugwa navamwe vanhu vakaona kazvikuma opposition nemaindependent organization zvinhu ngazvingouya zvingonhungwano vana ngavaite songe vaitaitisawani nehurumende yavamugabe taibhadharirwa mafi taipiwa mabhuku chikoro zvisina mapeni asi ko zvino haumbooni vese vanoona vakadzidza va vakanofoma mamdc vaya vakadzidza mahara vaya asi iyo zvimwe zvavachanokuti hachasingadi nevakuru zvechokuona kuti takakonewa ndoita timboendawo pasaidi papindawo vamwe vatewo zvinhu zvinyuwana.
Aiwa imborambai makabata Gibbs ataure nemi timboona kuti chindere chacho chinobuda here semataurira amaita.
Ye asikhulume mnumzana uyangizwa kuhle.
Ayingakuzwa Gibbs but ukukhuluma nje otherwise ngakwanisa ukuthi ngikhulume then abantu behleka.
Ye akukho kutshanje okufitshane nje sithi ubona njani khonoko kwe-national pledge lokho.
Lokhu bayadlala nesikhathi la badlala isikhathi sabantu Gibbs. Akukho right konke lokho vele vele abantu bangafuni vele of course bakwanisa ukuthi bafosa abantu ukuthi bakwenze but akukho right.
Yipho manje kumele kwenziweni kodwa.
The thing is they are violating my beliefs abantu even my Christian my Christian beliefs abantu vele kumele vakonze kona kwafuna ukukona ngoti kuti abantu asitiva vela elokuzeni vele esindinzapo sibaya ngena amachecha achene abangena amachurch afana nayo vethu vachisike sikolo sokuthi ha in the konke ah kungakho right gift
ha uboni ke mnumzana uchaye mnandi kakhulu izindebele zakho singcono kulesami he
kathi kathi yami nga
nge o kanjani is blessing we all let you yazi
ola gifts akho right
no uyasithi uzwala mnumzana ngikade lapha uze zithi ngiyakufonela njani asoze nyekele ngoba siyakhuluma lapha phela abantu ngizafona ngiyafunga sibili ngizakufonela eh
hayi ngiyabona
yes bona kakhulu yes le radio yakhe please kumele sihambise sibili sabuthembisa kudala umnumzana so siyayidinga iradio iye kufika kuye khona ngani
and for those of you who are just joining us a good evening and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the National Pledge. And our guest this evening, Gibbs,
is Reverend Hussein Sibanda, Executive Director of Christian Alliance. He is based in Bulawayo. Baba Sibanda, ngasibuya ngesintu la. Ngasukhangele lokho kwenzakalayo. Kambe akutsho ukuthi ugovernment kumbe ngithi uhulumende uphehla ngabomo ukwenza ukuthi kugcine sokusiba le state of emergency. Abanye batsho njalo phela.
Ngendlela izinto ezenzakala ngayo ngenxa yokuthi abazali bafuthelene kakhulu sibonile ukuthi amatichala angaphansi kwezinto bayalilela iplate abangaphansi kwe-PTZ bayiyalilela iplate njalo siyananzelela ukuthi ama-church wonke alezikolo aloba egcekeni ukuthi abafezi bavume ukuthi iplate le yenziwe ezikolo zabo ngakho sekulabantu abaningi kangaka abayalayo ngokubona abantu ngangikaunti uhulumente izathi hhayi sesitintsheke ingqondo asinemini sike sihlanganisa amakhanda labantu kodwa ukuthi udoktor asuke laphana abe sesenza inkani ethi iplethi kayenze ngenkani njalo sesizile lama-ripoti ukuthi ezikolo bayathumela amapholisa bayathumela abantu ukuthi beyethusela ama-headmaster lamatitshi ukuthi iplethi yenziwe ngenkani kusho ukuthi lokhu yikuhlokoza abantu abavele bezondile sikhangela kanje so baningi abantu abazangena ezitridini bethengisela ukuzondakala iplate ngoba eHarare namhla bekukhona okulayo kwakukhona njalo siyakwazi kuzeyaphinda lakwamanye amadolobha into esizayenzakala yukuthi bona abantwana bezikolo bengabanjwa ngamandla ukuthi benze isifungo lesi esokukhonza iflagi ngiyababona labo bethukuthela kusiba kusonakala kona ngale zikolo futhi abantwana sebehlala ukukwenza bephuma phandle bebulala izinto yinto uhulumende ayidingayo lapha
so njengoba eyidinga indaba lapha kusho ukuthi phela ufuna ukugcine bamba abantu ngenye indlela ukuthi nxa besuspend i-constitution begcine bebusa kungela lutho
lapha yiludukethu libonayo ngenxa yokuthi wakhangela ukuthi khonapho nje besakhuluma ngalo into yokubamba abantu ngamandla ukuthi bakhonze iflag yeZimbabwe kulisana lenkolo zabo sebeletha njalo imali le yamaphepha bakulethe konkhonke kuhlangene kulandelana ngemuva lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi engenye kulokunye abakuhlosileyo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu so according to Reverend Hussein Sibanda he says maybe the government is brewing something bigger than this because think of the National Pledge and then add on to that one bond notes so he says maybe at the end of the day they want to declare a state of emergency. If people protest, you know, and continue protesting in Zimbabwe, they have a right to do that, and they may go that way. So, as you can see, Slom Nomzano, M. Mhlanga, Osema Pisa. Baba Mhlanga, unjan? Hello? Hello, Mhlanga? Kanya zani phone ka Mhlanga? Isi wile kula ngale mapisa. Nga usizo Mhlanga, uswele le foot. Uti skubeke lawe. Yes, one get up, but the phone is just cut, man.
And let's go back to Reverend Sibanda. Now, Reverend Sibanda, there were demonstrations in Bulawayo a couple of weeks ago, now in Harare, but the government has not moved. Do you expect that the government will be moved by all this, or it will just die down?
I think what people need to is their constitutional right. People need to show the government that they are not happy. And part of that is going on to the street. What we need are numbers. And this is what will be happening. The numbers are increasing. because you've got teachers who are not happy, you've got schools themselves that are not happy. Church schools have categorically refused even to do this pledge. We have got parents that are very angry over this thing. So inevitably, we are going to have these strikes, this demonstration in every city. But also, I can see a situation where the school children themselves are going to demonstrate. I think the government is pushing people towards the 1976 scenario in South Africa, mm-hmm. where the schools themselves became spaces for political protestations. Mm-hmm. And this is where, I mean, the government is pushing people. I know of schools where children have refused to do the pledge. They've walked away. And eventually, that anger might end up being turned into something very nasty if the government is not careful. And add to that, there is a lot of unemployment. People are not having enough food to eat. People right now are being told they will have to use both bond currency, bond notes, which in simple terms are actually bond paper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you add all these things, they are going to fuel civil unrest. I think that is what this government wants to do.
Thank you so much, Reverend. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the National Pledge again.
And what's the way forward, Reverend Spanda?
I think that we have a few scenarios and alternatives here. Of course, the first one is continued engagement. I think people need to talk to the government. Some of our heads of Christian denominations, I think they are in that process. They've been engaging government, and that engagement becomes successful. But if it's not, I think because the constitution, the new constitution of Zimbabwe protects our rights. Mm-hmm. We have the constitutional court to appeal to, and that is where we are going. At the moment, we have been collecting petitions. We are almost on 50,000 signatures as I speak now. Mm-hmm. We want to collect more of these petitions, evidence that can be produced at the constitutional court to show that people are not grieved. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm happy to say that church bodies have been writing clear statements that they are not allowing the pledges within their schools. And so we have a lot of open rejection of this pledge. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that government will listen. This is really my hope. Mm-hmm. But also the people are moving into the streets now. Once government continues with this stubborn route, you'll have more and more parents pouring into the streets in every city. And also, the schools will become ungovernable because the children will not, they are not going to accept being forced to do the pledge.
Okay, so Reverend Spanda.
And I hope government can be reasonable.
Thank you. We just want to quickly bring in Mr. Hassan Mutembo, spokesperson of the Prayer Network of Zimbabwe, the group that was protesting in Harare. Mr. Mutembo?
Yes, how are you?
We are doing great. Sorry, we're having problems reaching you on your line. We are happy that you have now joined us. Tell us, would you say you did meet your objective today?
We cannot say we have managed to meet the objective, mm-hmm. but we are happy that we managed to hand over our petition to the ministry. Mm-hmm. So we're not actually very happy because we wanted to hand over the petition to the minister, Honorable Minister Dokora himself. Mm-hmm. So he was not in office, and the permanent secretary was also not in office. But we managed to hand over to the acting secretary, Mr. Peter Muzoa.
Okay, Mr. Mutembo, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you after a short break. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook pages, Shona, Ndebele, and English. This is Blessing Zulu. Mr. Mutembo, stay on the line. And also Reverend Hussein Spanda Gibbs.
And this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying stay tuned.